Thanks for listening to the Streams Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. We are a community that strives to know Jesus and to make Him known. If you like our podcast, subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. I sincerely hope you enjoy this week's content.
There is a book in the Bible that I believe is especially relevant to the situation we find ourselves today. It's called the Book of James, and we've started a message series last week on the book of James. It was written by the half-brother of Jesus, who actually didn't come to faith or following Christ until after the resurrection. It's just jam-packed with all kinds of wisdom and advice for people in a crisis. It covers every possible emotion that you can have, feeling. It gives us principles from the Bible to live during this pandemic we're going through right now. So we're calling this series A Faith That Really Works. And one of the issues that we dealt with last week is there's this seemingly conflict between the writing of James and the writing of Paul. In fact, I was talking to a young lady once. She had grown up in a very legalistic church where it was all about works. And then one day she just got the revelation of grace and reading Galatians and Corinthians, and just it overwhelmed her. Salvation is by grace alone, not by works. And she said to me this, she goes, I wish the book of James wasn't in the Bible because it conflicted with her full understanding of grace. So we talked about last time, you got to understand the circumstances or the background that Paul was speaking to or that James was speaking to. And it's very important because when Paul was speaking to these churches, he'd come to these churches and he spoke grace and salvation and they accepted it with joy. After he came, there was a group of men that came called Judaizers. And these Judaizers was like, time out, wait a second. You can't have salvation just by grace. There's too much joy going on here. You have got to go back and complete the entire law and even circumcision if you're not Jewish. And so Paul is writing these people and say, listen, don't believe these guys. Jesus died for you. And when he died for you, salvation was complete. And so Paul is speaking to that crowd. Later, James comes along. And at that time, to be honest, the church was getting really sloppy. That they just were all about grace and there was nothing to prove that they were any different than the world that they were living in. And so he comes and speaks and says, you know what? Salvation is by grace. But if you're truly saved, there will be an evidence to that salvation. And so James is speaking to sort of a sloppy church that was in the middle of a crisis. And if I was to say which one is more appropriate for today, and forgive me, I would say probably the latter. And we find ourselves in a crisis where really faith is being shaken and we should look different than everybody else that's responding to this crisis. And so as we gathered as communication team, we thought what better book right now to speak to us is the book of James. It really says, you know what, I want to show you what a life looks like that's been saved by grace. So Paul says, this is how to know you've been saved by grace. And James says, this is how to show you've been saved by grace. So it's a great book. And we're going to start today in chapter 1, reading in verse 1. James chapter 1, verse 1 says, it's James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. We have to ask the question, why were they scattered? Well, they were scattered because they were running for their lives. It was a real crisis, like our pandemic now, that rocked their world. So James writes this short little letter to encourage the believers that are out there basically running for their lives with a kind of faith that works when your life is turned upside down. Verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The first thing that James says, and how to have a faith that isn't shaken by the troubles of this world. He says, the first thing is, he says, troubles are inevitable. He says, when all kinds of troubles come in your life. He doesn't say if troubles come in your life. He says when troubles come into your life. Count it. You will have troubles. You can count on that. And James wasn't the first person to say this. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Peter said, don't be surprised when troubles happen in your life. Nobody is immune. Nobody is insulated. Nobody is isolated. Nobody is exempt from the troubles that come in this world. Troubles are inevitable. Problems, they're not an elective course in life. They're a required course. Tests, troubles, challenges throughout life, they're inevitable. And then he says this, they're variable. There's all kinds of trials. It says, whenever all kinds of troubles come into your life. I don't know if you remember school. When I went to school, I don't know about today, but when I went to school, there were all kinds of tests that we had. There were pop quizzes. Came in, you didn't expect it. It was a test that the teacher gave to see where you're at in your learning. So it's a pop quiz, and you came in like, I didn't know we were gonna have that. There were multiple choices, tests that gave you options. Choose this, choose that. You know, some of you probably just Christmas treat it, you know, and hope that you got, you know, a good portion right. But there were essays where you wrote out a long discourse on what you knew or didn't know about what you've been taught. There are all kinds of tests. I've had pop quizzes in life. Tests that came when I wasn't expecting them. Testing my faith. COVID is a pop quiz that won't go away. Nobody was prepared for this. Nobody was ready. No governments. It was brought more revelation to life, to what we really know. Marriages, to priorities, to fear, to faith. It's brought that like nothing else I've ever seen in this world. And no one is exempt. COVID has tested us all. Is your marriage really solid? How do your children really get along when you guys are cooped up for quarantine together? Are you an extrovert? Are you an introvert? You know, quarantine is amazing. That probably means you're an introvert. Quarantine is driving me crazy. You're probably an extrovert. Is your job secure? Do you live a missional life? It's a pop quiz. It's a pop quiz, but it's also a multiple choice question. What choices are you going to make in your life right now? What will you prioritize in life going forward? Which relationships are truly valuable to you with the limited time that you have to connect to people? Are you comfortable staying home or going out? Choices that you're making now that you never thought you'd be making. Your life right now is an essay. You're writing on the tablet of your life what you've learned in life, what things are really important to you. You're writing out right now a script, an essay about your life. Tests are variable, but tests of many kinds are coming. The Greek word for that literally means multicolored. It's multicolored tests because they're so different. The challenges are different. Parents have many challenges. They have newborn challenges. They have toddler challenges. They have grade school kid challenges. But the good news is you'll never have a challenge with a preteen or a teenager. I know you're probably laughing right now. I don't know if there's a way to say amen, but in the negative, like, oh no, that's not true. So you can say that. There are preteen and teenager challenges. There are many and they're different. And each day, especially of a young lady, they change. You can say one thing one day and it's okay. The next day, it's just out the window. It doesn't stop. Trust me, it doesn't stop. Even when your children get older, there are tests that you go through. Allowing them to find their own way, not trying to intervene, and allowing God to take them down their path, allowing them to own their faith. Their tests that will come into their lives, and your test as a parent is, will I stand back and help just navigate, but not try to take control? Allowing them to go through these tests so they can become strong. It's a hard test for parents because their faith will be tested, their marriage will be tested, and they need to pass that test on their own, or else their marriage and their faith won't become strong. Tests are variable, but they're also unpredictable. One version of the Bible says that when all kinds of troubles crowd into your life as intruders, they usually catch us by surprise. Troubles don't warn you in advance. They just show up when you least expect it. Have you noticed that trouble comes at the most inopportune time? You get a flat tire when you're running late for a very important appointment. Your baby spits up on you as you're headed down to church on Sunday morning. What makes problem a problem is that it catches off guard. If we were prepared for them, it wouldn't be a problem. Like if we were ready, like, oh, we know this is coming, I've prepped for this, it wouldn't be a problem. So they usually come when we least expect it, when we're unprepared, when it's inconvenient, and you can't schedule trouble. Like, oh, I got an opening next Tuesday from 2 to 3:30. If you can hit me then, I can be prepared for that, we're ready. But that's not it. The Greek word in this literally means to fall into something unexpectedly. It's the same word that's used for the Good Samaritan story, where the man's going along, and it says he fell into a band of robbers that unexpectedly took him over. And Jesus gives us advice for troubles. And here it is. So Jesus gives us advice through the writing of James, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that you consider it pure joy when you come into trials. I think that's an issue in our faith climate today. Many people think that trials or problems or testings is something wrong with you, that it's a negative. You know, it's an attack of the enemy. It could be, but not all of them are. It's a problem with your faith. I doubt it. It's a bad decision you made. Maybe. It's sin in your life. Probably not true. There's a sense that people have of being cursed sometimes, being punished, lacking faith. There's an old spiritual song that goes like this. This is verse 1. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Verse 3 says, although you see me, Lord, going on so, oh yes, Lord, I have my trials here below. And then he goes, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Maybe not some, nobody knows but Jesus. And it's but an old spiritual about people that were dealing with tough times. And it's true that nobody really understands why this trial or trouble is there but Jesus. And when we try to figure that out for people, or when we try to say, well, it's this, or you're cursed, or whatever, I think we get in the way sometimes. It's true that only the person who really knows why is Jesus. And so quit judging others. And most importantly, quit judging yourself. Trials happen to everyone. Trials come out of nowhere. They're different each time. So when they come, what is your reaction? And the scripture tells us, it's very interesting, count it pure joy. Because you know that when you pass this test, that faith that comes when you pass this test produces perseverance. And the scripture says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Trials bring revelation. Trials bring truth. But trials produce perseverance. Some I've heard say, COVID impacted my marriage. Or COVID impacted our church. I lost friends because of COVID. Relationships changed. Relationships were revealed. Faith was revealed. Marriages were exposed. And some marriages were found very strong because of the test. And that's a great revelation. And some marriages were found to be weak. And that's a great revelation as well. So you can avoid stress and have a weak marriage for a short time. Or you can face trials and strengthen your marriage so it lasts 50 years. I'd rather face the difficulties and walk in truth than avoid troubles and walk in ignorance. Isn't it great that COVID brought things into the light? How many more years would you have wasted with a mediocre relationship without COVID? So, yeah, it's a test. It's a trial. But the scripture says, you know what? If you get through this and you strengthen what's there. If you have the faith to persevere, right, you'll be strong and mature, not lacking anything. So tests reveal what's truly in your heart. Tests reveal what you actually believe. Tests reveal the areas that may be weak, where you may lack understanding. That's what tests do. I didn't just want an easy marriage. I want a strong marriage that lasts my entire life. I want a strong relationship with my children and my grandchildren. I want them to be strong so they can face their trials and become strong, because there will be a day that I won't be there for them. I want to live in a faith community that are really strong and truly committed to one another. And I see some of you watching, you're a part of our faith community. Right now, you can't go out, and you shouldn't. We're grateful for you. We look forward to seeing you. We miss you. But right now, it's really defined our family members. And I can't wait to see you. So but please be safe. I want a faith that doesn't waver, that never doubts the goodness of God, regardless of the circumstances. I want to be a giving person and a blessed person in good times and bad times. I don't want to hoard my money in fear. He's the God of the mountain, and he's the God of the valleys. Trials and testing are beneficial to become a fully mature follower of Jesus Christ. And so when it comes, and if it reveals some things, that's a good thing. Because now you can lay them before the Lord and say, by faith, help me strengthen what remains here. Help me make it strong and powerful in faith so that I will persevere any trial, any challenge that comes my way. So brothers and sisters, as James says, consider it pure joy that the Lord is making you into a mature faith person that looks different than anything this world has to offer you and anyone that's out there. So I want to thank you for that. Let me pray for you. I know some of you are going through some tough times. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. It's difficult, but don't bring condemnation on yourself. Don't think you're cursed. Don't think that. The Lord loves you, has a plan for you. Now it's time just to submit and allow him to do your work. Because when he does, man, you're going to be so much better off. So Father, I thank you for just what you've given us and the grace that you've given us and the mercy that you've given us to face the trials that come our way. We know you're with us. You're for us. You're not against us. We believe that. We're not cursed. We're blessed. And in this time of trial, strengthen, Lord. Give courage to those who may be struggling right now. Help us to be strong and go forward as family, as believers, so that the world will know how great is your salvation by grace. So I pray that you strengthen those that are listening to me today and watching today. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. I pray in your name, amen. Thanks for being with me. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. If you want to know more about our church, you can go to our website, streamschurch.org. Also, follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. We would love to connect with you. Again, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, have a great week.